سننے کے لیے اگر وہ کچھ بولیں گے تو What is the reading now? Trying to read Bhajan Raj. Amadarashtam. Amadarashtam is reading in the morning. I don't think so. I'm already reading something else. Bhajan Raj. Something like that. That's it. Sampuri Gaudiya Math.
Radha Damodar Math.
Sam Radha Damodar Math. This book has been published in the Orissa language. It has been published. Harinam Mahamadri. I am very pleased with all the devotees involved with publishing this book and my hearty blessings to them. I want all my books. I want all the devotees should read in all the languages all over the world, their translations, and today, by the mercy of Gurudev, we went to Prabodhanan Bhajan Kutir and his Samadhi. There, Bilwa Mangal Thakur's Bhajan Stan in Sundrak. Sundrak retreat was. I don't have the translator. Vishnudevath Maharaj has translated. I am translating Orisha Prabhu. He took away the translator. You have translator. You can, for this, you can speak in this? Hari Om. 99. Okay. Ashtasakti and Radha, Akya Bihari, Radha Vinod Bihari. We had darshan of all these places. Then we went to Dangali, Mangali, Premgali. Vishnudeva Maharaj is there. All these gullies we went and then we reached our mat again. There, many devotees even gave discourses on these pastime places. Now, Prabodhanand Saraswati, about Prabodhanand Saraswati, Bhaktivedanta Shila. Nine. You can get it. Just try to tune in. Are you going? Vishnudevath Maharaj is translating now. Vishnudevath Maharaj is translating. You will get it now. Just tune in. He's translating. मैं दूसरी दुकान से
एक से नहीं जाएगा
इंग्लिश
If someone is hearing some Ramsakatan from Ramsakatan, he will say, oh, very nice, he will be attracted. If he hears Kata from Ramsakatan, oh, very nice, he will be attracted. But that doesn't mean that by association, the change of Rasa will take place. We never let the stress is that Rasa is already fixed on the Swarupa of the Jiva is already fixed. Even the example that this can plant from the bank of the Ganga. Somebody who has seen Samarayati, Jasmati, Mamuati, Intimacy, but then we have the same soil, same water, same sun. But from Mamuati, we will not get Samarayati. From Samarayati, we will not get Mango. We will get another intimacy. So in the same way, the Swarupa of the Jiva is already fixed. And it is revealed not just by association. When the spiritual master gives benediction, he puts in a heart in a seed form, within the mantra, the knowledge of Krishna's original form, and the Bhagavatam of the Vishisha Gyanamsa, the specific knowledge of the relationship of that Jiva with Krishna. So according to this revelation, the Jiva will, by practice, manifest his soul when he comes to Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam of Maha. So by writing other lines, and he said, no, Jiva knows Swaroop, who is giving the Swaroop? Here is some funding from Babajan and Vrindavan and says, you don't have to come, don't come to Gojavanta to Iskam, because their Guru says Swaroop is already seen and it is revealed. Come to us, we give you Swaroop, because you are not Swaroop, this is the function. But it is not accepted, no, according to our Jiva Goswami from Dhamma, when he said,
about 7 minutes
conscious is there, it is present there on the bank of Kali Yuga. And after that, after 700 years, Vallabhacharya came and he gave master to Vallabhacharya. And then Vallabhacharya, in the line of Vishnu Swami, a priestly now, we came to Karyata. In brief, Shamanji will speak about Karyata. How Kasyan Bhava Deva Namas and Deepmare. So, Asadhikara, Sri Rana Asare, Kapo Vihaya, Shandu Vihaya.
before she came to London. When she sent them a hospital, was at their home and converting them to the divine loving love of Raya and Krishna. He told them that Lakshmi Devi performed so many austerities in order to enter the Rasa Lila, but still she was unsuccessful. In one kalpa, Yoga Maya came, in another kalpa, she Krishna himself came, seeing her great severe austerity. And after, I'm prepared to give you blessings that you can enter Rasa Lila, but are you prepared to give up your husband, your life? And in Gopi gave up their husband. And Raya and Krishna went to marry you. He said, how can I do that? I have a rotten wife. I can't give up my husband. Are you prepared to make thousands of times just like Gopi? How can I? I'm a brahmin. So they attached to her past and her chastity as her husband. She was not allowed to enter into Rasa Lila. And I came in dust with the Lord and me of Sri Krishna because he couldn't follow the footsteps of the Gopis. But that same Krishna, by dancing on Kaliya, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam that he was inviting the Gopis to actually perform Rasa Lila on the heads of Kaliya, along with his own puja, he attained that divine puja. So the Nagapati prayed that what Lakshmi Devi could not attain by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he attained it, our husband attained it. So we no longer desire that he died. When she was reading with Sina Desa a couple of months ago, she told a very interesting secret. We hear that Nagapati wants to now save their husband because he has become a devotee. And they now would be happy to have an association with such a husband. But Gurudev added something extra, that in order to protect their chastity, because if their husband would die, then some other evil snake, bad snake, would come and try to spoil their chastity. So they wanted to remain chaste and pure, so they wanted to keep their husband. Now especially that he had become a devotee. Krishna also saved Kaliya's life and blessed him with his lotus putra because Garuda personally slapped him with his wings. And we know that whenever one gets chastisement or punishment by a true devotee, that's as good as getting blessings from him. Just like Narada cursed the tree and they became liberated. He cursed the palace of bear and the money riva and they became liberated. So the punishment or chastisement of a pure devotee is actually a blessing. So Krishna saved Kaliya because of the prayer of the Nagapati, and also because of the mercy that he got from Garuda. So when Krishna ordered Kali, I know that you're pure now, so what's in your back? My associates made you afraid. So now you should leave this place and go to Ramana Jika, but you will never hurt you because you have the death of the local species, my sister is down here today.
That's the first thing on the girl who requires the education of Rashid Kukhid. Upon Tara, the woman is how many of us for the more than the top.
The voice of the conscious snake was thinking that the boss was being chastised. Krishna, that he is about to leave his wife. The boss was being chastised so heavily.
Yesterday, the
I have to fight with brother. I fought with him once, but he is 1,000 times more stronger than me. And in his mind, he surrendered to me. That the Kalyan's fight, they were all devotees. And the wives of the Kalyan snake, they would speak Harikatha to Kalyan, the snake, their husband. Now Krishna, who is heavier than millions of universes, now that Krishna with his foot, he is chastising on his hood, dancing on his hood, and with each and every hood, he is emanating blood. And immediately became surrendered to Krishna. And he took that the shelter of the Lord's feet, and but also by the touch, of the lotus feet of the Lord, all his distresses and anuttas were removed from his heart. And they are wondering, the Nagpatni, the wives of the Kali snake, they are wondering that, oh, what austerities has he performed that today Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Lakshmi, and Narad, all the demigods also, they have not got the touch of the lotus feet on their forehead. But you are decorated with his lotus feet on your head today. You are so fortunate. Kalia is very, very fortunate. What austerities has he performed? They are wondering. We can see that Kalia actually has performed no austerities, but there is one pastime. Staying in one day in Mathura, even one day, if somebody stays in Mathura, he can get bhakti. Such a person. And how many? He was in Vrindavan for so many years. 96 yugas he was in Vrindavan. From 4th Manvantara to the 28th Manvantara, he is residing in Vrindavan, this Kalia. This was the first reason that he resided in Vrindavan. And also, second reason, that his wives were devotees. And the third reason was that if your enemy, anywhere, is a devotee, anywhere he is, his chastisement, enmity is also your mercy. Even if your friend, if he is non-devotee, then your spiritual life will be destroyed. Even if your enemy is a devotee, then still he will remove your materialistic mentality and will bring auspiciousness in your life. So, then Bhagavan Sri Krishna excuse me, and there are very many lessons in this pastime. If in this life it is not possible to perform Krishna bhajan, and if you will be serving the material senses, this life is useless. Please. Be careful. Don't do anything else in life. Suppose you're not able to do any of the tasks, but Hari bhajan you should not do. And if you're not performing,
your call is disconnected.
Gurudev said to Narasingha Maharaj that there was one time he collected 140 rupees. In those days it was a big amount. From that he took away 40 rupees for his personal use and he gave 100 rupees to Gurudev. Then Guru Maharaj said, he inquired that how much money did you collect? Oh, actually I had collected 140 rupees. Then Maharaj called him. Gurudev called him. If this poison you keep with yourself, you will not be able to perform bhajan. You don't understand. Gurudev said, this is poison. This money you collect from the materialist people, I will purify it. And he took this money from his hand and again he gave it back to him. So why did not let me use it earlier? Nothing. Prabhu asking Gurudev said, you don't have the capacity to digest this money. You would use it for your personal use, but I am using all this money for the service of Krishna. These are all lessons. The instructions of the Vaishnavas, you have heard all these things. Gurudev is asking Damodar Maharaj.
then Krishna gets burned into color. At first the wives were thinking, oh, if my husband dies, he's good, he's going to see the first bhajan. When they saw him surrender to Krishna, then they praise Krishna on his behalf. And the third reason is Guruji's mercy. Buddha had a fight with Kalya and pounded him with his wings. Therefore, even though Kalya thought Buddha is my enemy, Buddha never thought Kalya is my enemy. The Vaishnav always asked for, in an auspicious way, he wants everyone, even though you desire ill for them. Therefore, there are so many teachings in this Kalya Gita. We should keep it in mind as always. We should understand that if the glass do not perform like a Krishna, then his life is completely useless. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is instructed, one should give up the constraints of Manasam Dharma and take complete shelter of Krishna. These are coming off the grave. Ashokama Pandu is taking away from the grave. At the time of initiation, when the devotee is completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna, that time the devotee receives a spiritual voice by Krishna himself. We say, Akrishna, Krishna, Jana, Ravana. In that spiritual body, one performs the worship of the Krishna. Especially, we should understand that he is very Kalyuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, and he is distributed Rajabhati, which is rarely achieved even for Brahma and for Shiva. Therefore, that person who gets Sadhusanga like Kalyuga but doesn't follow the instructions, that person's life is really useless and they are really unfortunate. How is it possible if we are saying Sadhusanga but still material desires are within our minds? Really, there is one cause of this. We are seeking money for our own material enjoyment. And that money is like poison. The where it will go, it will come out in the form of material desires. Then we could have told one story in his own life teaching. When Buddha was young, then he went preaching with Buddha Father Srinivas. The uncle of Buddha Father Srinivas, Mama Buddha Srinivas. So they went collecting and they went They went collecting and they collected 140 rupees. Then the 100 rupees came to Father Buddha. Then the Father Buddha asked, well, how much did you collect? And Buddha said, I collected 140 rupees. Then the Father Buddha said, we called the Buddha Father Srinivas. Where's the other 40 rupees? Then the Srinivas, he said, very angry. Okay. And he threw it, not down. Now, take this. Then, Srila Prabhupada found it the 40 rupees. Then, gave it back. And Srila Prabhupada was really angry. Oh, you did that. And why did you keep it in the first place? The Prabhupada said, this is poison. That money is not from a jewel. It's called poison. And ordinary bhaktis cannot digest it. Then, when you should give it to me, I'll digest it and I'll give it back in the form of prasad. Therefore, Brahmacharya is the man who should not take money for their own enjoyment. They should give it to them and get it back in the form of Mahaprabhu.
Ramchandra Prabhu is saying we haven't heard any time you speak about Radha Bhante Vihari. He's speaking now, Gurudev. There is a place known as Nidhivan and Sevakunj. Near Sevakunj is another place known as Nidhivan. There, one saintly person of Nimar Sampradaya, very. Mother Maharaj was suggesting coming, he said, let me speak, Gurudev is saying. After you want to sing, you get up there. Then, Haridas, a very good musician, his disciple was one Tansen, one of the jewels of the emperor in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. Maharaj was very influenced by him, Akbar, the emperor. He says, you're thinking, Tansen, that he's so pleased with me. And he said to Akbar once that if you will hear my Gurudev's music, you will be mighty pleased. Then the king took on the form of an ordinary person. He came to this place. And then Tansen is aware. When Mansi Bihari ji did, he gave him a dream. He came to dream to Haridas ji, who was residing in this middle one, that there is a Shakakun here in this middle one. Then along with Vrajabasi, he dug up this place and he found a very beautiful pond. And then this deity was found and established in Nidivan, and later on it was established, as we know, in the famous temple of Manke Bihari, this deity. And other deities also we know. In Vrindavan also were established, Govindaji, Manamohan, Gopinaji, etc. And all the people from all over the world now come to have darshan of this wonderful deity. Some devotee, one time, one devotee who was having darshan of the Lord, then she had. One time, one of the devotees met his eyes with the Lord's eyes, and then the Lord became attracted to this person and he inquired that, what do you require? He said, I want you to come with me. Okay, if you want to take me, the lady said, you please arrange a cart for me, some vehicle. Then he arranged a bullock cart. Then the deity began to walk away in the chariot, in the cart with this devotee, and then all the devotees ran behind this cart and they caught the cart and they brought the deity back, and then they established the deity again back in the temple Vasu Vihari. From there on, whenever you have darshan from till date, you will see that 1 minute or so, maybe they will have the darshan open, otherwise they keep closing and opening the curtain so that nobody will glance at him continually for a long time. Translation. Muni Maharaj.
There was a great saint named Swami Raja in the valley of Nimba Sakarya. He was doing bhajan in Nidivan near Sarah. The Swami Raja was very great musician. So there's so much power in him. Even disciples, Tansen and Vaidhi Baba, brought the response of music in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. There is so many stories about this. So, one King Akbar asked Tansen, if you can perform so nice music, how will your guru come?
So,
So, Sanskrit word, if you listen to my music, or you forget me, so extraordinary performance here. But we cannot go where we preach then, to never talk to me. He only came for Krishna. So, Sanskrit word came for us in ordinary days. So, he approached, he came, as soon as he approached, Sanskrit approached me. Gurudev, I just, so I just told him that, please, perform, sing something, what you learned from me. While singing, dancing, knowing he did mistake. But he did mistake then, some of the students said, oh, I taught him that he, so then he took the answer and started singing. So now if you perform, like that, perform, rap, you know, all the, coming to all the annual plays, years, because all the people along there and started dancing nearby. So I was looking strong in the extraordinary performance of the Swami Vidya. So this Swami Vidya was a great devotee. Actually, Krishna became greedy, always hearing his kirtan. So once Bhakti Gandhi came in dream and told, oh, I am in fear of King Muslim King. I make this kirtan in the Indian way. Please, take out me and show me. I want to take service from you. Somehow, Swami Vidya did Bhakti Gandhi Deshi and started doing seva. So, like this, the Bhakti Gandhi Deshi appeared. So nicely, they are talking that how many of people, millions of people, they always get us. So this document was really affectionate to his devotee. He made devotee ask anything, very easily give. So one Brahmin from Bharatpur, a great devotee, he came and started praying to Bhakti Vinayati. So he became attracted and I tried conversation with Bhakti Vinayati. Then asked, oh Lord, if you will come with me to Bharatpur, I will talk with you, oh Lord, thank you. So the Bhakti Vinayati told, okay, I will go with you. They granted. So when Pujari came, then to Deji at midnight, then he arranged a car and Bhakti Vinayati came with him. So on the way, when he got to, almost near the Bharatpur, so he just went one last time. Pujari entered the altar, so no, Bhakti Vinayati is not there. So they remembered, oh, what a Brahmin came with a great grand devotee was praying sometimes a long time. Maybe he took the deity. They all went, the Brahmin was, anyway, he put deity in the pot. And afterwards, they stole fighting and they brought the deity back. Since then, always they would keep the altar long time over. Every, like, minute they stole the altar between again over, again over. Because they are fear, they can hold somebody.
Elephant.
This is specialty in Bhakti Vinayati. No one can do this.
What are books, scriptures for written by Swarupa Goswami, Bhakti Ram Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirvani? This is also commented on later by Śrīla Śrīla Chakravarti Thakur, the three books. Whoever has read these three books, he is a Vaishnava. He is said by your body of Vaishnava. Also, Śrīla Chakravarti Thakur wrote one very beautiful, unprecedented scripture by the name of Madhura Kadambini. Now, this book, I want to read from this book from today onwards.
Which books? Madhura Kadambini.
हाँ बच्चे रखने सुनिए हाँ उज्जैन निर्मनी एंड किरण वो रिजर्व को किरण उज्जैन निर्मनी
किरण मनी बच्चे रखने सुनिए
Now he's starting to read from today. Your worshipable is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dearest Raj, Mahava, personified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our worshipable deity. We are praying to you, I pray to you for your mercy that this scripture, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this Adoshada, Sadhu Sangha, Anaprati, etc., all the initial rituals of peace. What is Sadhu Sangha? Situation of the devotees. Then with Sadhu Sangha, situation of the devotees, one develops Shraddha. That by worshipping the Lord, all tasks and it will be performed. All the karmas of life will be performed by performing Krishna Bhakti. No need to do anything else separately. Maybe my life I will leave, but I will not leave Bhakti. Such Shraddha developed in one part in the association of devotees. Then he takes the shelter of Gurudev. He learns the lessons of bhajan, proper etiquettes. And then he begins to perform the bhajan activities, bhajan kriya. Then by performing the bhajan kriya, anat nivritti, in the same proportion as he's performing bhajan, his anarthas are being removed gradually. And now, he is chanting Harina. He has association of the devotees. But still, anarthas are not removed. His material desires do not go away. He still has material desire. Millions and millions life past he as an animal, he has enjoyed material sense enjoyment, but still he is not able to leave his material desire. Why? Because only 25, 30 years, 40 years he is listening, but still he is not following them completely. His activity, he is not able to cross this stage. These higher stages of Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Sakti, etc. He, Shri Chaitanya Thakur, has described all these stages in great detail. And only person, when he will read these books, then he will understand on which stage he is. And where is my fault? If he hears the discourses by the Vaishnava, he will understand what stage he is in. Am I getting free of the anarthas? Am I developing nishtha, asakti? Am I developing all these? Am I crossing to all these stages? In that way, he will be able to perform bhajan. So that he will be able to understand his faults and then be able to progress in spiritual life. And all these stages have been described in great detail by Shri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur. Madhur Kadambini, why did you keep this name? Kadambini means a cloud bank, a bank of clouds. Clouds, rain-bearing clouds. This water that it showers means nectar. What is bhakti? Bhakti is nectar. Amrit. Mm. all the material desires are removed far away by the shower of mercy. Mahaprabhu, if this mercy he will shower on us, if he will shower this mercy on us, this is not water that he showers, this is nectar, very sweet nectar. That's why it is known as Madhura Kadambini, the bank of clouds showering Madhura, the sweet nectar. Meghmala, Meghmala means a bank of clouds. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivasadi, etc., Sarup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Jamadar, Raya Raman, these are all the bank of clouds. Or a garland of clouds. Means this garland of clouds. And they will shower this water. What? This shower is nectar. If we hear their instructions, their all anusha will be removed from our heart. That's what he's saying here. Madhura Kadambini. Nirankush, without any boundaries. If it showers, it will, if there is lot of rain, if there is torrential rain, then it will fill up the rivers, and then it will also overflow from this river. The flood from this river does not consider that, oh, this is not proper place, this is a dirty place, I should not flow there, or this is a clean place, I should flow there. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's mercy also flows in all directions. They shower all the nectar on everybody equally. The seeds, now they begin to sprout by this shower of rain, of nectar. Which seed is blossoming, sprouting? That seed which had become nearly dry, but now by the mercy of this nectar, the seed is beginning to sprout. This heart is like a desert. There is no seed even in that heart. But Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, he will provide the seed as well as he will sprout the seed. This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Jagai, Madai, etc. He gave them the seed of bhakti and made them super supreme devotees. Param bhakta. Mahaprabhu gave us to Jagai, Madai and all such other non-devotees. Madhure, why did we use this word? Madhure?
Krishna,
the sweet.
Rasraja.
When he says Madhure Kadambini, very beautiful, very handsome, very attractive, very enchanting. Understand that these Krishna's pastimes, they are all madhur, sweet. All his pastimes are very supremely sweet. Vatsalya, even more sweet, his pastimes of Vatsalya. And the pastimes with gopis, even more sweet. And his pastimes with Srimati Radhika, in Radhakund, etc., all those pastimes, they are more sweet. And Krishna Saviraj Goswami says, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Krishna Swami, Nimbarka Ditta, they were all speaking about the essence of Lord to be opulent. They were considering the Lord Narayan to be the supreme, to serve him in opulence, in moods of Aishwarya. But Mahaprabhu, spoke completely opposite. He, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Adhyaya, etc., from these places he quoted and explained that how he is being chastised by the mother, Mother Yashoda, so sweet sometimes, with the suffering. For 1 second, if they cannot see Krishna, they are eager for his association. Where is he? And Krishna comes running to them. These are the most sweet pastimes that he has performed. Especially, Rasam Sadhyay, Venu Geet, Brahma Geet, Yugal Geet, etc. All these are even more sweet. This sweetness of his pastimes is being showered by Sri Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees, indeed by this Madhura Kadambari, the sweet rain-bearing clouds. If the sky is covered with the clouds and there is no rain, but still the atmosphere becomes cool because of the presence of these clouds, means even though rain has not started yet, the rain is very far away. Means Mahaprabhu, after around 250 or around 300 years, Sri Vishnu Shukadeva Thakur took birth. He appeared after 250 or 300 years and yet very far away from Mahaprabhu. And I am a dry straw in the desert. But this coolness of the Madhura Kadamini, his sweet rain-bearing clouds, may they manifest in my heart their nectar, may they shower on me their nectar so that my heart becomes simple and cultivable. Like this he is saying to the Lord. Tell them our translation. Bengali is speaking a little.
He's speaking Bengali?
Yeah. The subject is familiar, so I can.
Especially
three books,
Like Krishna, we could have received Krishna from him, what will be called Bhajan Kriya, where he has to eat some bhajan. By calling bhajan in the trouble manner, and not in the greedy. So I want to desire to be the root for the heart. The question comes, here we bhajan, like 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, to give our follow last time, for our desire to enjoy and ensure that object is sensory, is not knowing. In fact, we are all like animals. Despite hearing, that means we are hearing, but we are not practicing what we are hearing. There are often anomalies come in terms of Isha, Guruji, Baba, and Prabhupada. In his book, Vishwanathami Thakur has very clearly described each of these days. The sons of the deity coming from the mouth of the Vaishnava can very easily understand. What is my present condition? Where am I? Am I not to be vanquished? Am I wish to say the Krishna, Ruchi, or Bhav? He is not as God, he is a Sattva. He was spiritual devotion. And when that God begins, he becomes transformed into eternal life. Why has he been not ever in trouble for his book, but truly cannot be? Campaigning is large, especially the ground which is full of rain, like in the monsoon season. That ground is full of water, water being nectar, therefore it emits Krishna Bhakti. The water that falls in the ground is completely pure, not like the water in the ocean or other places. Therefore, in Krishna Bhakti, there is no doubt, no contamination at all. Therefore, when these clouds form a line on the horizon, that is called dead karma. And that rainfall is that of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that line of clouds? That is our Guru Parampara. It's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He is Jananda, Jagaita, Sri Rupa Sanatana, and our Guru Parampara. These are the line of clouds bearing the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And that rainfall itself is the mercy of cloud that is the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. By hearing the character and teaching of these devotees, their bhakti will manifest in the heart. Just like the rain will flow, rainfall may flow anyway. The rainfall is not distinguishing good place or bad place. The rain may go anyway. In the same way, if it's not the mercy, we are good. The unfortunately is not restricted or controlled or limited in any way. That rain is all on the river. And those rivers even day, all areas. And good persons and bad persons also get the rainfall. The meditation and mountain form on all different types of work. But in a day, there may be some things. The desert things are hard because near us we have no bhakti. In that desert, there may be some trees that have come there by some sand, but because of the lack of rainfall, there is no path. Therefore, the Krishna Guru not only gives the rainfall to the path to hear the heart of the other, that person has no path, not only gives the seed of devotion also. Therefore, Mahaprabhu gives the rain, Mahaprabhu also gives the seed. Example of this is like Nagai Maharaj. And then Mahaprabhu gave them the seed of true devotion and they became Mahaprabhu. Even offended by Gopal Chandra, Chandrabhati, and others, also represented Mahaprabhu, and he sent people to Gopi. Therefore, Kadabhati, Kadabhati, and they described, what is Madhurya? Madhurya is Krishna himself, Radharaj. Each form of Gopi, Pasan, Ato, Chandra, beautiful. And he can cast the mind of anyone who hears them. These childhood pastimes are very sweet. These pastimes that we now employ are more sweet. The pastimes that were formed to know in Bhaktivinoda are even more attractive. And it's not only to know the pastimes that were formed to the Gopi, and the pastimes that were formed to the Radhika, that is the top of the level of evolution. All the sweetness of God in the character of Krishna Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna from God has described, he falls on to devil bhakti. Great stars like Sarasvara, Srimadhyaya, Krishna Swami, etc. They preach high bhakti. Krishna bhakti was full of optimism, not in the Bhagavan tradition. Then Krishna Bhagavan was full of long path. They never performed any human like pastime, like in Krishna Leela. Before the dependent on who, everyone considered the essence of Bhagavan pastime to be derived from full of offering. But, they didn't come with getting the space in the round hearts of God and distributed it everywhere. Before Mahaprabhu, the younger brother, the highly good of Christ Krishna, out of power in 1 second of separation, they think, where is Kanaya? Where is Kanaya? Therefore, the space in the sweetness of Krishna has been tried in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Vedavati, Brahmati, Vidoki, that sweetness, Satan, and others is very everywhere, like a rainfall. The Sri Krishna, Krishna, the very top was there, because we are here 300 years after Mahaprabhu. I was very unfortunate. I could not get the direct and deluge of the master of Gauranga in particular. Therefore, the divine suggestion was maintained after Mahaprabhu. But still, even before the rain, when the rain is there, it's sufficient, and the breeze comes, that breeze is very cooling and refreshing. But even though I am the desert, after Mahaprabhu's period, Sri Krishna Prabhupada accomplishes the wind or the mercy of Mahaprabhu is still touching me. And there is my heart, which is like a desert, because there is my heart, like a great Mahaprabhu, a very nice tree full of nectar, for I got the appeal of my heart.
Very nice Harikatha we had. Now we will. Six, 7 days before this Parikrama, we had darshan of birthplace. Mathura Devi, another pastime place of Krishna in Mathura, Dwarkadish, etc. We are darshan of all these places. We had 7 days darshan in these places. Lord Panda, it is very difficult to have darshan in these places peacefully. So I am requesting all of you to give something in charity, whatever English.
So, my master, please give him some money. If he is poor, then 100 rupees, 200 rupees, they will start. But if he has the own child, he will be in the house of 10 rupees. So, I want to tell him, you have to give some donations, some Sangha, and then you will see. After all, Thank you.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the
Dhanyavad, that's all. End our class for today. I read a